This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Department of Justice is considering a federal criminal investigation into the Colorado Springs Police Department following the alleged beating of a black veteran last year. CPR's Dan Boyce reports it started with a traffic stop.
Veteran Dalvin Gadsen was initially pulled over for not having license plates. The 29-year-old was living in his vehicle at the time. Officers forced him out after they say he refused to exit, pushing him to the ground, kicking him, and punching him dozens of times. DOJ's referral comes after the three officers involved were cleared of wrongdoing by a city investigation in August. Gadsen is also suing the three officers in civil court. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Flu and COVID-19 vaccine text reminders are going out from the State Health Department to parents and guardians of young children. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
They're going to the parents and guardians of about 274,000 young Coloradans aged 6 months through 5 years, whose records in the state database show they may be due for their annual flu vaccine. The text messages will come from this number, 45778. Public health officials say the best time to get both vaccines is now, in an ideal world before the end of October. They're available statewide in local public health clinics, primary care offices, and many pharmacies. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A lot of news today about the situation in Israel and on the Gaza Strip, attacks and counterattacks. A lot of people dead and suffering. Colorado Springs City Council weighs in with a resolution condemning the attacks in Israel. The measure is on the council's meeting agenda today. The resolution says the Springs City Council stands in unwavering support of the people of Israel. This is CPR News and KRCC.